This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Breaking today, the chairman and CEO of United Airlines has stepped down along with two of his top executives in connection with a federal investigation into the New York and New Jersey Port Authority. There are allegations that United might have set up a special airline route to benefit the chairman of the Port Authority in exchange for some infrastructure funding during United's merger with Continental Airlines. Joining us to explain what is going on is our own Marketplace's Sabri Benishour. Hey, Sabri.
Hi, Molly.
So give me a little background, if you could. How is the New Jersey Port Authority connected with United?
Okay, so it comes down to a federal corruption probe, okay? So here's the deal. United wanted funding for some projects. These are like rail extensions that would benefit their airport, up to $1.5 billion worth now. Now, New Jersey's top Port Authority official is a guy named David Sampson. He was someone who could help out with that. He was having dinner with United CEO Jeffrey Smyzik, and he told the CEO how much he and his wife missed the days when there was a direct United flight to his weekend home in South Carolina, and asked, apparently in a semi-joking way, if that route could come back. And then, what do you know? United resurrects direct flights from Newark to Aiken, South Carolina, even though it was totally a money-losing route for them.
Right. And then, potentially, coincidentally, got some funding for projects leading to the airport?
Well, that's all still in progress.
Got it.
But
that's the question.
It still looks like a quid pro quo. It looks like a shakedown kind of situation. The U.S. Attorney's Office in New Jersey is investigating. The airline is also investigating. And the chairman of the Port Authority, Sampson, he resigned from the Port Authority in March of 2014 after being caught up in the Bridgegate scandal, which is a whole other scandal related.
Yeah, it's a crazy story. Now, this investigation has been going on, though, for quite a while, so why the resignations now?
All that United is saying is that it's related to their internal investigation. Now, I can tell you from my experience covering CEO exits that there are two things that will get a CEO ousted. One is illegal behavior, and the other is distraction. So we can surmise that their internal investigation shows either something illegal, and maybe we can expect even indictments to come, or at least something that just looks very bad. Either way, corporations just don't have time for that.
And quickly, in the short term, what does this mean for United's future?
Well, one analyst in the call with United said there was a cloud over the company. The stock dropped 1.5% immediately after in after-hours trading. But when you think about it, airline customers are notoriously loyal to one thing, and that is price. So they're probably not going to stray based on this news. There is a possibility of fines down the road. That's one thing I can think of. And there's also a question of whether any of the United's projects that would benefit its hub would somehow be less likely to go forward because they've been tainted. But in terms of customers, I mean, they're going to keep flying.
Got it. Thanks so much, Sabri.
Sure.